The CEO of Twitter could be looking for a new job soon. An activist investor has been buying shares in the social media company and now wants to make big changes. NPR's Shannon Bond has the story.
Jack Dorsey isn't your typical CEO. He's a dedicated yogi and is known for his extreme personal habits like intermittent fasting. Here's what he told Wired magazine in January.
I try to meditate 2 hours every single day, and I eat 7 meals every week, just dinner.
Not long ago, he said he was moving to Africa for 3 to 6 months this year. But the most unusual thing about Dorsey, he's CEO of two companies, Twitter and also payments company Square. Now, one large investor has had enough and says Twitter needs a full-time CEO. Elliott Management is a big hedge fund without much patience for leaders who don't deliver. It's bought a sizable stake in Twitter and nominated 4 directors to the board, according to people familiar with the matter. Twitter and Elliott both declined to comment. Elliott is following a playbook it's used to force change at other big companies like eBay and AT&T.
Elliott is pretty notorious for being activist, and they're pretty accomplished. So their history has been to pick battles that they think they can win.
Michael Pachter is an analyst at Wedbush Securities. He says that even if Jack Dorsey ends up keeping his job, Elliott can still make its point and make some money.
The downside for them, if they fail, is they get the dialogue going. They get investors talking about how the target company could be significantly more profitable, and the stock tends to go up.
Elliott has zeroed in on Twitter because it thinks the company could be worth a lot more. Twitter is influential and popular with celebrities and public figures, including President Trump. But it just hasn't grown the way other social media companies have. It has hundreds of millions of users compared with Facebook's billions, and it brings in only a fraction of Facebook's ad revenue. That's frustrated investors.
I think product development has been anemic. I think their business model is flawed.
Scott Galloway is a marketing professor at NYU and a Twitter investor until recently. After Dorsey said he was moving to Africa, Galloway wrote a letter to Twitter's board urging them to replace him.
But more than anything, the lowest lying fruit here is to find a full-time CEO.
Galloway says he never got a response, and he sold all his shares. So far, Elliott and Twitter have had constructive talks, according to the people I spoke with. But this fight adds pressure on Twitter. It's struggling to deal with misinformation and how to handle abusive users and trolls. 2020 is a big year. News events like the presidential election, the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, and the coronavirus outbreak should all attract people and advertisers to the platform. The question is Jack Dorsey the right CEO for Twitter today? Shannon Bond, NPR News, San Francisco.